I'll take not running the ball very well and win the game.
And how big is the win for you?
I'm sorry.
How big is the win for you, you know, after three straight losses?
It's huge. We had to win this week. I don't want to say it was a must win, but, like, the confidence that just gave us, you know, now we got to go out next week, get another win, 4-3 going to the bye sounds pretty good.
I'd say a lot about this unit considering how good their defense is. No procedural penalties, and I don't think any holding penalties, or if so, only one. But you guys were able to play a pretty clean game.
I think that was our goal coming in, not hurt ourselves. I think we played in two very hostile environments and led to some, you know, you're going to get some penalties when you can't hear anything. You can't hear Eli. That's just part of this game. It's going to happen. Obviously, we don't want it to happen. And I think guys really took it upon themselves to, you know, make sure we're playing within the confines. And if a ref ever came up and warned us, hey, your hands are too wide, make sure you play today. You got to know your strike zone, and we did today.
How tough was the start? I mean, it's not what you guys, you know, you guys are looking to come at home.
It was just tough to kind of get your mojo going because you go out there, they come down, they put three on the board. We literally get one play, and you don't even, like, get loose yet. As an offensive lineman, you need those first few drives to get loose. And then it took us another, you know, drive or two to get going. And we kind of went and sped things up a little bit, and it started tiring them out, and it was good for us.
You mentioned briefly the running game. Yeah. I know you're happy with the win, but what wasn't working?
I have to look at the film. I really can't tell you off the top of my head, like, what it was. So I can give you a better answer on Tuesday.